Hello everybody. Welcome to this September edition of the Foxwatch podcast. This is the, I believe, the fifth podcast that I'm doing, or is it sixth one? Well, okay, so you may be thinking that your Foxwatching antics are now sort of coming to an end. Now all the young foxes, they've reached adulthood and they're on their way on the road to becoming, living the life of an adult fox. From now on, things will start to become a little bit tougher for them as they become independent and they're having to look after themselves, and the winter is on its way. But in fact, it is not the end of your fox watching foray. All the easy watches you've had this summer, at dawns and dusks in the summertime, when foxes are very active during the day and the cubs around the den. Now that everything seems a little bit quiet for yous, for you dedicated fox watchers that are out there, it's not an end to the year of fox watching at all. In fact, it's a beginning of another fox watching era, beginning of another fox watching adventure. Things will start to really hot up as the winter sets in. As you probably all guessed, that the courtship season is going to start. So those of you who are not very aware of that, it is a time of year when you really should be. Having a fantastic fox watch, because a lot of action is happening. So anyway, let's get back to September. Here we are in September. So what's happening in September? Okay. Well, as I said earlier, the young foxes are now adults, young adults. Literally, they're the same size as an adult. They're rarely around. You know, they're sort of a dispersing. Well, obviously the males are dispersing. Vixens will not be maybe dispersing just yet. They're still in contact with the adults. The adults haven't literally completely driven them off just yet. I mean, the adults are sort of still sometimes even still affectionate to the young adult foxes now. So even at night, if you're out there with your lamp, your million candle power lamp, if you have one, you'll be able to see that the some adults will even still be teaching young foxes a few tricks on how to hunt. So giving them a few tips and things like that. So yeah, now is the time of year perhaps that now there's not so much daytime activity, where foxes are pretty much laying up all day during the day, as a general rule. It's a good time to start to watch them at night during the hours of darkness. And you can perhaps even get to film them then as well, if you have a good light and you manage to get close enough to your subject. Anyway, so September is the time then when young foxes are dispersed and have also on the way to dispersal, are leaving the territory, seeing a whole new world basically, finding out what the world's about, you know. And they're not underground at the moment just yet. It's still pretty warm. In the next month's edition, I will be telling you how to watch foxes at the den.
Yeah. So for now, if you just carry on with the dawn and dusk watches until the autumn arrives, listen to those screeches, those amazing screeches that you get, like early at dawn and at dusk, when the foxes just start to come out of the cover where they're sort of lying up in the day, in the hedges and any long grass or anything like that, or in woodland. Anyway, it's kind of a respite. It's kind of a rest time between as one era changes into another. This time of year, so until October comes, when the temperatures start to drop, and the foxes are then going underground bit by bit, and a whole new version of fox watching will be introduced to you if you're willing to take that up, if you're willing to try it out. And I hope this has been of some help, and well, that's about all I can say for September. There's a whole lot more things that happen in September, but I really haven't got time to fit it all on here into one podcast. And let me know if you see anything unusual, any sort of strange fox watches you've had in September. Give us an email. Send us an email into the website. We can post it on the website, all the fox watch, any weird fox watch stories, or any normal ones, actually, anything you think is worth telling about. or anything else, photos, film footage, anything you wish. Okay, thanks for listening, and I hope you have a good September Fox Watch, and please join me for the October one, and have a good month's Fox Watching. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.